championing of modernism. Yet Betjeman, who was briefly taught by Eliot at Highgate School in North London, is widely regarded as modernism's great opponent. Although he didn't spend much time deprecating it in the public prints, not nearly as much as, say, Philip Larkin, the tone, and above all the formality of his poetry, was often cited by his admirers as proof that the old ways were the best ways. Larkin himself said that Betjeman's poems knocked over the no road through to real life signs that this new modernist tradition erected. Even at the height of his fame, this created problems for him and for his audience. It meant that readers who defended his use of traditional forms, his moments of music hall comedy, his accessibility, and his apparent lack of writerly guile, were branded as reactionaries, while people who attacked him risked seeming doctrinaire, academy-bound, and interested in newness to the exclusion of everything else. No one wrote about this better than Larkin. In the longest of several essays he wrote on Betjeman, The Introduction to a Collected Poems for a Largely Uninterested American Audience, Larkin admitted, "The quickest way to start a punch-up between two British literary critics is to ask them what they think of the poems of Sir John Betjeman. For while their author has attained nearly every honour open to a writer of verse in this country, his work and its reputation still evoke a remarkable variety of response here." 22